Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. You know, we live in such interesting times. There is so many opinions. There is so much confusion going on in the world. There are so many choices. There's such a flow of information like we've never had before. And one of the things that happens in life and in business is when someone makes a mistake, they make an excuse. I think it probably started back in grade school. My little brother destroyed my homework. My dog ate my homework. It's not my fault that my homework's not done. And people get older and they get into business and something happens and they start using excuses. What excuses are getting in the way of your business success? Salespeople use excuses all the time. If I had the right marketing materials, I could be successful. If our website was different, I could be successful. If I had a Mont Blanc pen, I could be successful. They don't mention that maybe their skill set isn't up to par, or maybe they're calling on the wrong people, or maybe they have the wrong approach. There's an excuse. Every time something happens and there's an excuse in a business, it's not acceptable. Now, people do make mistakes, and we certainly want to look at those mistakes. We want to find out why they were made. We want to correct them. But to make a mistake in business is not taking responsibility. And when we don't take responsibility in business, what we're going to do is we're going to do it over and over again. We're going to turn around and say, it's somebody else's fault. It's not my fault I didn't make a profit. It's not my fault that we lost the customer. It's not my fault that it wasn't shipped on time. Yes, but you know, the customer or the client's going to show you whose fault it really is when they fire you. When they want to do business with someone else, it's more reliable. So when someone's giving you excuses, don't take them. I don't want to hear your excuses. I will listen to your logical, intelligent conversation about what we can do to improve the situation, but I don't want any more excuses. Your job is sales. Go out and prospect and sell. We're not going to get everyone. We're not going to get every contract, but it's not the customer's fault that we didn't get the work. It's our fault. It's the company's fault. It's the salesperson's fault. It's our approach. It's how we wrote the proposal. Let's look at every aspect of it. Whatever happens in your business and someone's giving you an excuse, that's exactly what it is. It's not going to solve any problems. It's not going to make anything better. All it's going to do is give them the permission and the right to make another excuse at another time. Action, responsibility, correcting the problem, making sure we don't do it again, taking responsibility. Those are the kind of people you want around you. And possibly you're going to have to explain to people around you who are giving you excuses what they're really doing and why they're not taking responsibility. You know, we truly want to work with the people that we have working for us, our employees. We don't want to fire people. We don't want to change people. We just want to change their attitudes. We want to change their thinking. We want to change their understanding of what they need to do. And the person that needs to start changing their thinking and their attitude, well, that's you, of course, because you're the one that sets the tone. You are the leader. I know you'll lead. I know this will be a great year, but no more excuses. No more excuses to yourself. And no more excuses from your employees. Just good, actionable information that's going to help us get to where we need to be in business. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.